This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I can't believe how far we've come. You can feel the tides turned just the last week. We've got to be good people. There's still so much corruption, so much bad. We're still facing the machines. We're facing the AI. The fact that we're starting to shed ourselves of this group of just absolute vicious, satanic, criminal pedophiles that just want to hurt people is it just shows we're awake and got the face sucker already on us, off of us, partially. We kind of pulled it off our face and we're missing an eye and missing our cheek. And you know, but you know what? It feels so good to get it off us even though it's still on our arm. It's trying to eat our arm right now. It's still like we came this far. So it's kind of like that. We'll pull it off and yeah, you lose an eye, you lose part of your face, but that can probably get fixed. But it's off you because you look and your children are in the room and it was going to get them. And that's when you don't have any fear anymore, except the fear of failure. But I'm telling you, it's the fact that we can't admit how evil the globalists are and how ruthless they are that's gotten them to this point. If we'll just admit how horrific it is, if we'll just understand that ethics are about protecting ourselves as well. These evil people think getting rid of ethics is cool and fun and that it's, you know, neat to do whatever you want. You get rid of the doors on the submarine. You get rid of the bulkheads on the spaceship. The wavelength telling us to kill ourselves is not human. And it's not cool. And whatever this experiment is, it's real. It's not simulated. And you're part of it. And it's so fantastical. Why would you care what other people thought about you? Why would you care whether you had a crappy car or a new car? Why would you care about anything when you're on a planet orbiting a big, giant nuclear explosion and you don't know where we came from or what's going on? But you look at the purity of a man and a woman together and a child and life and all around us and just the incredible intelligence that built all this and then gave us consciousness and gave us free will and gave us the stars. This is all for us. The whole thing, folks. We can transmit out to space forever. And they're getting some signals back by other folks with their tinker toys. Because see, my gut tells me this is kind of like a race. See, this is just the start. This is just level one. That's what it is, isn't it? Level one. And are we going to pass level one? You pass level one. That little G? That goes up to big G. And then you realize you're really a little G when you're standing next to the big G, the original gangster. And the dumbass devil can't even take control of us, but thinks he's got control of God. What a loser. A cosmic loser. Ted Malik, former board member, board head of the Davos Group, been an insider, but fighting the globalists from the beginning, coming up.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at.
Is this damaging?
Is
this damaging Donald Trump?
I think quite the opposite, actually.
See, why
he
that?
To his advantage. I mean, yesterday, it was an incredible news conference, press conference, and he comes out the winner. He looks confident, he looks robust, he defends himself, and he actually proves that the news media, at least some part of it, is trying to delegitimize his presidency, his election, and it's doing it by the use of fake news.
If it's not fake news, and we don't know.
Let me tell you what the British intelligence told me this morning.
Okay.
This person, who they know, who was an MI6...
This is Mr. Steele.
It is Christopher Steele. Was also an FBI asset at one point in time, so he has intelligence background, but he was paid by the people that you mentioned who were working for Jeb Bush in order to discredit him. The Democrats took over the contract, as you said. He kept adding to the dossier and using information given to him by the FSB in Russia, most of it fabricated. The more he put into the dossier, the more he got paid. So he made a sensationalist dossier as fat as possible, just like your lawyer charges you more billable hours in order to get paid more.
You said most of it fabricated. What bit wasn't fabricated?
I don't know what's fabricated and what's not. Obviously,
you don't know if most of it's fabricated.
Well, I mean, the stuff that we've read, the salacious stuff that we've read.
So some of it might be true.
Well, it is true that Mr. Trump was in Moscow.
Or all the Miss Universe contest.
Oh, you know, these kinds of things are true as well.
Right. Okay.
We've had anti-free market forces hijacking the West for the last 40, 50 years. And they're bad for business. And the fact that they don't like to see the West success is their greatest downfall. They want to make people poor and stupid so their money's worth more. But really, doesn't that just make their money be worth less because they're ruling over a third world hellhole? Ted Malik has been at the top of governance at the World Economic Forum. He is the chairman and CEO of Global Fiduciary Governance, LLC, a leading strategy thought leadership company. And he's involved a lot of the top thinking going on at Yale University with the Spiritual Enterprise Institute. He's a research professor at Yale University. I'm not going to go over all his books and all his research. We'll talk about one of them we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com, Common Sense Business, that everybody should read. It's a lot better than going, you know, spending a couple of years getting a business degree. You can just read this. A lot of secrets that he's putting out, a true revolutionary act, because, you know, the real magician lets you know the tricks. So there you go, TedMalik.com. He joins us to talk about something he saw a decade ago as he began to break with the globalists. He thought it could end. I'm not speaking for him. He said this before. I'm just recapping. That globalism became a fraud. It wasn't about empowering people and stopping war. It was about building one giant worldwide North Korea, basically. And so he's been instrumental exposing it. Years ago, he said that the Davos man is dead. The New World Order is dead. Now, the Financial Times admits it. The New York Times admits it. So much has happened. And now we see Flake, the neocon rhino joke, resigning, not running for office again. We see it happening everywhere. That's five major Republicans. Every special election being lost by Democrats and establishment Republicans. We see referendums against the EU in Italy, two of them this year, saying no to EU expansion. We see Austria. We see Catalonia moving away from the EU from its pressures. We see the referendums happening just all over the place, where it makes the head spin how fast. Not just Brexit, that first big domino that Ted Malik was instrumental with Nigel Farage and others in executing. And my parents were just there for 3 weeks in England visiting friends, and they just said it's on fire now that they're trying to take Brexit away from them. Well, that just makes the dog want that bone that much harder. So I don't want to be too positive, but let me tell you, we've gone from rack and ruin a decade ago to the Renaissance, I think, being reignited. Is that an accurate way to say it, Ted Malik? Because from Austria to the Czech Republic, just everywhere, people are saying no to corporate fascism, no to crony capitalism, yes to free market, yes to Renaissance.
Well, I like that word that you're using, Renaissance. I am hopeful that we are, frankly, at the very beginning with Brexit and with the Trump presidency, and now what's happening in other places, particularly in Europe, but in other countries as well around the world, with a resonant, a new era of freedom entering the world. It's exciting that people can take back their governmental control, that they can participate in their economies. This book that you mentioned, I was writing here with Whitney McMillan, the former chairman and CEO of Cargo, the world's largest privately held company, a wonderful company, where companies themselves can begin to participate in this really market-based kind of freedom that I think has been unleashed. I mean, I'm just so excited. So is the stock market, frankly, about what President Trump is doing and how he's kicking the old bums out, getting rid of the grand old establishment, and taking over the Republican Party. So I'm, you know, like many of your viewers, I think, enthralled and enthused about the opportunities that are right on our doorstep.
And now that he is pragmatically delivering, this has gone from exciting to magic.
Well, it's happening. So you see that he's deregulating the administrative state, which makes it easier for business, and particularly small, medium-sized businesses, which have been burdened by this enormous cost of compliance and all the rules. And they have basically, you know, moved forward on a number of fronts. Now we've got to get this tax package done, because the U.S. tax rate is uncompetitive and it needs to be put back to where it should be so that companies can actually make a profit. There's nothing wrong with the word profit. And that profit is going to, I mean, it's not going to trickle down. It's just going to permeate the entire society so that everyone that wants to work, and we should all want to work because that's the nature of our being as human beings. I heard the last few sentences in the segment before this. This is our telos. This is who we are. We have a purpose in this world, and part of that has to do with our engagement in work. And people can find now meaningful work. It'll be a very exciting period. I mean, this is Reagan all over again.
I agree, but now Trump hints at releasing what they call these disruptive technologies, and the word is DARPA, who again is just 50 years ahead of everybody. It's incredible what the U.S. developed with England and others. If they start deploying these disruptive technologies, I think that's really the answer.
Well, we are in a period of great disruption. The digital revolution is upon us. We are going to be living with more automation, more robots, more blockchain, more artificial intelligence, all of these things that are, you know, just at the tip of the tongue are, frankly, coming into being. And then the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be part of our social experience, part of our reality. They're going to affect our lives and our working lives rather dramatically. So the question is not to be a Luddite and say, well, how can we keep these things?
But to be engaged and aware of it. I mean, aren't we entering
absolutely
a hyper
aware and be human about them They're going to create all kinds of new opportunities. My daughter's majoring in biotechnology at a sophomore university right now. I keep telling her every time I see her, you have no idea what you're going to be doing because it hasn't been invented yet. We live at an exciting time in the history of the human experience.
I think one of the most important positions isn't even really a name position, but is to be a true real-time futurist, analyzing technology as it happens, not just chasing the profit, but to actually analyze how it's all coming together. And I know they say the NSA is doing that, but it's not really being done. And so much of what we hear just out of Silicon Valley is just social justice crap. And it's like, what is this?
Well, Silicon Valley is an important place where a lot of invention takes place. There's a lot of creativity. Clearly, a lot of these important companies.
We got to go to break. Stay there, Ted Malik. What I'm asking is, why is Silicon Valley, that has its hand really on the pulse of the next level, so obsessed with communism and socialism when they're billionaires? I mean, I want to talk about that when we come back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hoplite Armor, the most advanced armor systems ever worn by man. Hoplite Armor, owned and operated by veterans, patriots, engineers, and industry experts. Hoplite Armor, developer of the world's first hard armor shoulder plate and one of the first to sell direct to civilians. Lightweight, affordable, certified by NIJ, and 100% made in America. Buy direct from HOPLITEArmor.com or 855-ARMOR-01. Use discount code 2017 for 10% off. Hoplite Armor. God bless America.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Common sense business principles for profitable leadership. More and more colleges, unless you're in engineering or legal stuff, are worthless degrees. But you can go out there and read books by people like Ted Malik, and what he's been, you know, highly paid for around the world as a top leadership expert to major corporations. And he's basically giving you the keys to the kingdom in the book that I just finished reading last weekend. It's excellent information available at InfoWarsStore.com. But I don't care where you get it. Just get the book, Common Sense Business. And then give it to your children. Give it to your neighbors. Give it to your friends. Donate it to the library. Because they say that youth is wasted on the young. You got business secrets and life secrets. And you try to tell people this stuff. And it's just weird how when it's just being given to them, they don't seem to care when it's right in front of them. But I think we're coming out of that season of ignorance to a great extent and entering a new season of enlightenment, hopefully, speaking of Renaissance. But looking at Elon Musk coming out, Elon Musk is worried about people who talk of AI gods on the list of people who should absolutely not be allowed to develop digital superintelligence. And that's it. They're just worshiping the unknown, believing that they are failed and ugly, and these same globalists project their hate of themselves onto the public. And it's like a sociopath or a psychopath dreaming of the God gene or the Lazarus gene and believing we're obsolete, as many of these globalists say, and that somehow they'll be made whole when they find this Holy Grail, when we already have the Holy Grail. We're already alive. We're already here. We're already in the middle of this great experiment and realizing we have our lesser angels, our greater angels, and then deciding what we want to do is the free will. Instead, they're saying, no, you're an animal. It's all predestined and just, you know, crawl in a hole and die and it's all over. You don't have free will. I think it's quite satanic, and I agree with Elon Musk. So when I was getting into this Ted Malik, you know, this more metaphysical discussion, we're seeing contemporary victories against kind of the old state establishment, but isn't that just a stepping stone to having victory in our own minds? Because we do see this post-human attitude. I'm not against robots. I'm not against technology. We don't know where this is going to take us, as you said, but it's been decided that we're crap and that some new world, more human than human, is there and that that's our salvation. That sounds like a cult to me. It sounds very dangerous.
Well, it would be very dangerous if we gave over our minds, our lives, our destiny to machines, or if we somehow believe that technology was the be-all and the end-all. Technology is in the service of mankind. We are not here to serve some god called technology. So we should always keep that in perspective. Even during this great period of the Renaissance, which you've been talking about, it was clearly a period of human flourishing. So it's all about the human being and our relationship with each other, our relationship with society, with civil society, particularly with our own families. That's where Aristotle began. Obviously, it's the long story of the drama of the Bible. And I think we should reread those classic works and not divorce ourselves from them in favor of some techno-science. But you were asking before about Silicon Valley. I just wanted to say a minute that I think that lots of Startup companies are very exciting. A lot of creation, of course, is done in Silicon Valley. A lot of enterprise takes place there because of that ecosystem. Very, very unusual place, given the brain power, the universities, the capital, and, of course, all those firms that have grown up in that, you know, 50-mile
region. Why has the U.S. been so dominant?
There is no place, I mean, other places on the earth have tried to copy, but there's no other place, maybe outside of Boston or Austin, where you have some other smaller experiments of the same sort, where you have that same kind of ecosystem. It's very difficult to build. Those startups, those enterprises are unique, frankly, in human history. And, of course, 8 out of 10 of them fail. We let them fail. There's money that's pumped into them. It's the exercise of building those enterprises, managing them, taking them public. A lot of them are very successful. Some of them become unicorns, billions and billions worth of value in individual companies. And it's at that point I have found, and I wonder if you would concur, that some of these CEOs then think themselves bigger than life. And they become almost, after all this capitalism, they become almost socialists in their orientation. And they want to either go the social justice route, or they want to use their companies in a very untoward way, not listening to their shareholders, and actually trying to propel some kind of social dream on the rest of the world.
I was about to say, from my own research, a lot of it's guilt. But at the higher levels, they've got Foxconn factories and suicide nets. It really is crippling competition with socialism because they're a breakaway civilization and have escaped kind of to the Elysium fields, they think, and that they're just cold-bloodedly basically crippling any type of invention beneath them. I think it's an attempt to take the Promethean fire away that they themselves have already used.
Well, it's a good analogy. And, you know, some of these companies become very involved in the globalist stream. They go to places like Davos and sit in all those cult movements and, you know, sing the evils of America, when in fact, without a place like Silicon Valley, they would have never been able to sit there in the first place.
Isn't it like hating your parents?
Thankful for what we have.
Isn't it like hating your parents? Like, you know, globalism came out of an idea of worldwide freedom, was taken over as, you know, it's obviously a lie, and it's almost like they're hating their parents.
Well, that's another a good sociological commentary. I've never hated my parents, so I don't have any
I never did personal, either, but that's a more modern thing. In fact, where does that come from?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's always this rejection of the immediate past or the revolutionary zeal of thinking that you can start with a clean slate or that everything that's been given to you is a mistake. And that
it's a prime arrogance. It's a prime arrogance to disregard those that came before you and the innovators. I mean, it really is a infantile behavior.
It's a kind of hubris, actually, to think that we can step out of this long chain of being. We are historical creatures.
Yes.
I mean, I personally love doing this ancestral research. So to find out about your parents and your grandparents and your parents' parents' parents and going back, you know, 5, 6, 7 generations is rather fascinating just to see.
Because you realize you're basically the composite of them reliving those same dramas. It's amazing.
You are their DNA. Without those people contributing to you, you wouldn't be what you are.
It's amazing. We're like a composite clone.
To change that, I doubt we ever will.
How magic is that, though, Ted Malik? We're a composite clone of all these incredible people that loved each other and had passion together. That's magic. I mean, that is amazing. And they just, they act like that's a bad thing because they know that's the power.
I attended my son's wedding this last weekend. And my wedding toast to them in front of a few hundred people was to your children's children's children. So not only are we looking backwards, we're also as human beings very prospectively and with great joy looking ahead.
That's right. Who's the Roman god that looks forward and backward?
No, you got me on that one.
It'll pop my head in a minute, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our bar on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to the...
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And Ted Malik is riding shotgun with us. He's one of the former board members of the Davos Group that's been the most powerful globalist mouthpiece and organization for at least 15 years, still is. But it is kind of like Cornwallis walled up there at the end of the Revolutionary War, getting shelled 24-7. It's not doing too well. And I remember reading about Ted Malik 25 years ago, like Ted Malik of the Davos Group and the Aspen Institute. He's this evil globalist. And then I remember like 10 years ago seeing him in op-eds and articles saying, you know, globalism is screwing people and hurting nations and isn't about people and it's going to fail. And so it's just, that's what I'm saying. We tend to think of people that have been in the power structure as our enemies when you actually have to go what they, you have to go see what they've actually done. And then we have to be ready promoting free market and success to win and take governments over and turn the tide, not be in this position of we're losers, we're victims. Because so many of the libertarian conservative movement aren't as bad as snowflakes, aren't as bad as SJWs, but they'll still be in everything's controlled and nothing can ever be good and we can never win. We're promoting John Wayne, Marilyn Monroe, 57 Chevys, and you know, space travel and life extension and big swimming pools and having your own religion or not. I mean, that's a lot sexier than, say, Orthodox Islam. I mean, we ought to be able to win this, folks. And so Ted Malik's here. He's got the book. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone should be giving this to their children that are in high school or college, because if you're paying for your kids to go, you know, get a business degree, this is as good as the hundreds of thousands of dollars you're going to spend on it. Because from all my study of business, and I'm not some expert, but I've been doing it myself, kind of trial and error, I learned more from this book than there are 20 business books I've read. So Common Sense Business, Principles for Profitable Leadership. And that is from Ted Malik, Theodore Roosevelt Malik. So be sure and get your book at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can get it at TedMalik.com. Again, I say don't get it at Amazon. It's there too, but I mean, you know, Amazon's a big globalist operation. I just, as soon as they're pro-gun and pro-America, I'll say, you know, be on Amazon. I'm just saying your first choice should be get it directly from the folks that are out there. That way you're supporting them as well. Now, getting back to Ted Malik, Ted, I've been ranting here and, you know, getting more philosophical with you, but you predicted 10 years ago this would happen. I know a lot of your leadership has gone into the calculus that Trump and others, who mean well, but still pragmatically are looking at what will the public go with? Well, the public wants success and freedom and more of a Wild Wild West deal, and, you know, then let's let them have it, instead of the bunch of, you know, elites on power trips that want to dominate people so they feel like they're in charge of them. You know, we're not big on the third world model here. We're trying to be successful. We're trying to get away from feudalism, as you were saying. So I see us in that battle space right now, having huge success but still major problems. I want you to speak to some of the negatives instead of just positives, so we're aware of those, we can deal with them and be aware of it, but also to the positives. I mean, what do you make of you saying, you know, years ago, it brings this successful, what, 2-3 years ago I was reading, it'll be like dominoes, the EU basically falling. They won't admit they fall, but it'll be the end of their tyrannical rule, because they'll come in with more authoritarianism, and an EU army is the answer to folks trying to pull out. That's like beat your wife a few times, well, really beat her, she's going to leave you for sure. So this just spells defeat, and what you make of Austria, and what you make of the Czech Republic, and what you make of Catalan, and what you make of Brexit, and what you make of what's happening in Australia, and Reykjavik, Iceland, and here, I mean, this is going better and quicker than I even thought it would in my most optimistic models. So in that positivity, what are the dangers in this thing jackknifing or going cattywampus on us?
Well, I just finished publishing a piece today on American greatness about America First and this whole thrust of economic and political populism. The whole world is now enthralled with what's happening in the last couple of years. And I think this is very much something that's a snowball. It's just starting. It's going to roll around the world. It certainly has enormous wings that are spreading in Europe that puts the fear into the European Union, a supranational organization, which obviously is the most globalist, like the United Nations, of any of the entities and organizations that exist in the world. So I'm very positive about that. I mean, if we can keep capitalism, which I think has got to be a democratic capitalism, obviously we don't want crony capitalism, we don't want kleptocracy like the Clintons, but if we can keep that pure form of capitalism, we can continue on this trajectory, which Adam Smith started us on, which is moving from being poor and sick, which all of us were 200, 250 years ago, to being rich and healthy and living longer lives. This is not something that happened as a fluke or just fell out of outer space. It's actually all due to our participation in the markets as free beings. So I'm excited about that and taking back our lives, taking back our economies, taking back our political systems from these elites and from these globalists who have been running free for the last, frankly, for the last 50 years. So it's a very exciting time in human history. It's a great time to be alive.
And the craziness is they hijacked it. They were already in control. And instead of loving the horse that took them to Valhalla, they wanted to kill the horse and turn it into Elmer's glue. I don't get, like, not loving the thing that they were able to take control of that gave them global power. I just can't wrap my mind around their disdain for America and the Renaissance and freedom when it's clearly our express elevator to Valhalla.
Well, they have a degree of arrogance and hubris that is unprecedented. And not only do they don't want to put cash in their own pockets, they want to have political power. And that means centralizing that power, not like the Soviet Union, but centralizing that power, in a sense, around their own entities and around their own decision-making and perpetuating their own place and their own power in perpetuity. So that has, frankly, come to an end. I said Davos Man is dead 2 years ago. I think the European Union is in decline. I got into a lot of trouble last year when I told people that the euro was a currency I would short. Just travel around the world today. I was in Poland recently. You go to Turkey. You go to Hungary. You travel to Spain. I mean, I'm going to Italy quite regularly, talking to the center-right forces there. This has been unleashed. This is out in the open now.
I agree. And getting into the negative, in the death throes of the crony capitalist vampire wave. I mean, you'd think they'd want to jump on this and like be part of it, but they're so opposed to something dominant and beautiful and free that they want to strangle it because it's so beautiful. How are they going to strike back?
Well, there's no question. They're not going to sit by and idly watch this happen. They are going to try with all of their power and all of their might and all of their ill-found fortunes to try to delegitimize President Trump, to try to stop forces like InfoWars, to try to censor other media outlets, and basically to tell the public to let them have their way. So we have to be willing, ready, and able to counter them. Steve Bannon says it's a culture war. It's exactly what it is. It's a culture war.
Last night, I went and walked around for an hour in downtown Austin, and conservatives, black, white, Hispanic, were well-spoken, beautiful souls. Liberals would scream, F you, we're going to get you. They were, like, totally panicked. And how is a cult, do they all just scream, F you, and then run? I mean, that's cult programming. Where is that coming from?
Well, we know the sources of the left's intellectual power, and it tends to be the university, which is frankly full of too many professors who are teaching them this kind of misbehavior. They're not well read. They can't put up an argument. They basically, as you say, shout euphemisms at their opponents. They are opposed to free speech, and they're not intellectually alive. So I think that they are going to take to the streets. We see this already.
That's right, stay there. They're like, a cult of dumbasses. Ted Malik, a former board member of the Davos Group, the highest globalist level, is our guest. TedMalik.com. Get his book, Common Sense.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at CATIArmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
America, 1776, the Enlightenment. It's the cutting edge. It's the future. Authoritarianism, feudalism, that's the past. Trying to bring that back as a rerun? Tell us how Venezuela and North Korea is great? No, I don't think so. Bunch of guys with guns, but I don't have guns, pointing them at me, saying, they're my God. Ted Malik, former board member, one of the heads of the Davos Group, one of the guys inside the power structure who's been exposing it for decades, is here, best-selling author as well. The End of Ethics is just one of his best-selling books, the new book. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's common sense business. Get it today. Briefly, I'm not going to belabor this, but people should take control of their own chemistry. It's incredible that when I didn't work out from about 23 to about 35, and I gained from 185 pounds to 270 pounds. I gained like 90-something pounds. And I could lose the first 10 easy, and then after that it got really hard. And I was swimming 2 miles a couple days a week and jogging, killing my knees. And I'm still a little bit overweight. You know, I still weigh 240. But the point is that just taking supplements like Super Male Vitality, Anthroplex, the good pure iodine X2 that literally nobody else has got, it makes me lazy. Like, I was supposed to work out this morning, and I was just busy and didn't do it. And it's just ridiculous what iodine did. I mean, IQs went up 15 points after they put potassium iodine in the salt for a while. The back when the feds actually cared about IQ, they took it out in the 70s, and IQs, as you know, have dropped. I mean, folks, it's really, but you can't take the iodine they sell at the store. That's not real iodine. It'll eat a hole in your esophagus. You'll eat a hole in your guts. Don't do it. But consult your physician, because let me tell you, this is from the gaseous pure iodine form from oil drilling. Okay, we got to get like DEA licenses to get this. Okay, this is like in an armed vault. One drop of this on the floor, it eats through concrete. It's got to be kept in porcelain. But this Russian technology, though, they inject it into the palm oil. And X2 is 40% off. I want you to try it. We usually detox about 2 weeks. You start taking it. So, like I'm telling you, consult your physician. We've got the Winter Sun, 40% off. Vitamin D3 organic, taken under the tongue. We've got Anthroplex. It's a dry form of Supermel Vitality. That's 50% off. And I'm doing this because I keep lowering prices. You order even more. So the more you order, the more I can lower prices. And I can just tell you, Anthroplex is a private label of something that costs $80 in major stores. It's a good deal at $39. At $19.97, it's a loss leader, especially if you sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. That way you just get it every month. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Take it for about 2 days, and I think in the morning you might notice something. I'm just going to leave it right there. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Thank you for your support. But just commit to do that. We are unstoppable. You're voting with your dollars. That's why they want a crony capitalist system that's not free market, that's controlled. You vote with your dollars. You can do anything you want, and you have financed this rebellion. Now, Ted Malin, in the 7 minutes we have left, I want to thank you for joining us. Topics you want to get into, I'd like to hear from your great brain on that. But just briefly, I've been through some persecution fighting the globalists. You were an insider from the start, but always promoting, you know, true free market, not crony systems. What have you gone through being one of the leading intellectual lights of the American and Western resurgence, that Western civilization is not a hate crime? Because, again, people need to understand the attacks that go on to understand the enemy.
Well, it is true. You get in their crosshairs, and the media in particular, but also the left, will come after you. My life in universities has not been easy. I mean, at Yale and at Oxford, major universities in the world, there are very few conservative people. So you're not in a minority. You're in a very, very, very small minority. I jokingly used to say, Yale, the far, far right wing began with Barack Obama, and it gets much stranger after that. I was involved in a big formal debate at Yale. The famous Yale Union has debates every quarter. I was a keynote speaker for one of those debates. It was called, the resolve was, embrace American exceptionalism. And almost no one at Yale, it seemed to me, thought America was an exceptional place. So we had that debate, and in the course of about 2 hours, we helped to convince them. And in the end, we won that debate by one vote. So Bill Buckley would be very proud of us, because in the end we held up, I think, his notion of the founder's notion of America as a light on the hill. But there are very few places now in the university where conservative students can go for that kind of orientation. I think that's true at other places in our culture as well. Whether it's in the corporation, in a not-for-profit organization, and even in some companies where there's more and more ideology and political correctness that is almost impossible to get out from underneath. I'd like to say that in this book, what we try to argue is that we need to go back to the founder's idea of America as a commercial republic. This is really the brilliance and the insight of our founders.
We're open for business.
We need to study those founders again and reignite this excitement about America as a commercial republic. It's not a globalist entity. It's not a nation-building neoconservative entity. It is a commercial republic.
It's an economic powerhouse, and that's what made it great. China has a 15% corporate tax. We have a 40. It's a no-brainer. Why did the globalists at the Carnegie Endowment and others decide to kill the American system and then ally with communist states? I mean, why did people that had become super wealthy and in power from the loins of America decide to kill their mother? Of course, they failed.
Well, I mean, for basically 3 decades, we've shipped all of our manufacturing overseas. So it's been wonderful if you live on the coast of China where 300 million people have joined the middle class. But if you travel to Ohio or Pennsylvania, where I come from, other places in America, those towns have been vacated. They're dormant. They're half of what they used to be, and people don't have the.
That's what I'm asking, because I know you've been at the highest levels. Why was there a declared war on American productivity and success? Or was it just a selling of our largesse to parlay into global power?
Well, I think it's some of both of those. Mostly it was the enticement to find cheap labor costs in other places that drove these very large companies out of their own selfishness. I was in Ohio recently. I met a gentleman. I had a very nice conversation with him. And he said, I'm now working in Mexico. I said, well, you used to be, you know, the president, the head of a battery company here in Northeast Ohio. He said, we closed that factory down, all 3,000 jobs, moved to Juarez across the border of Texas in Mexico, and I'm the only employee that was transferred. We did that too often. We've lost $3.5 trillion in this NAFTA agreement alone.
In the time we have, Trump is reversing that and panicking.
Just a fiasco with China.
Let me ask you this. Positive stuff's happening, and I say we're winning the game. I agree with you, Ted. What concerns you, though? How could they have a Hail Mary come from behind win? How could the globalists retake the field?
Well, I pray every day for the health and the vitality of our president. So one fear is that they will ensnare him in either some invented fiasco or try to assassinate him or in other leaders like him. I know that's the case in Eastern Europe, where you have these very strong national leaders. They fear for their own lives. So that would be one scenario. I mean, it's somewhat conspiratorial, but I do fear that we'll lose some of these great leaders, the one we have been given by God to be president at the present time. The other possibility, I think, is that they will spend their last dollar, frankly, fighting us tooth and nail, even in the streets. And you'll see more of that. These clashes will be more frequent. They'll be more violent than what we've witnessed over the course of this last 18 months.
November 4th, the left says they're going to launch terror attacks. They're everywhere. Then they claim it's a conspiracy theory when we warn of it. But you're absolutely right. George Soros has gone from spending $500 million every year in the U.S. to putting $18 billion into a fund for the next few years to, quote, defeat America first. I mean, why is that guy still walking around? I'm sorry.
Well, when you look at his troubled past, his association with the Nazis in Eastern Europe and Hungary, his actual blackmailing and greenmailing, which is how he made his billions of dollars, and then he goes and starts this Open Society Foundation basically to crucify the West and to criticize markets. I mean, this is an individual who is very dangerous and has done no good whatsoever.
Well, the book is Common Sense Business. Do five more with them and let you get out of here. Amazing. Former, basically, head of the Davos Group, one of the top board members, right up there at the very top of this thing, quietly working behind the scenes, and now charting the course to getting out of this new world order, this new global nightmare. Five more minutes
on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Support good.